Thank you for joining me for the story about the Forbes feud with the Gordons. I'm Bart Forbes of the Clan Forbes Society. Now, the bloody feud between the Forbeses and the Gordons was one of Scotland's most public and enduring. The rivalry began in the 12th and 13th centuries with competing loyalties. It was exacerbated by grabs for land and power in the 14th and 15th centuries, then flared with murders and battles in the 16th century. It was prosecuted in the law courts in the 17th century, and was finally halted by several acts of Parliament. Now, centuries ago, the House of Forbes was one of the 12 main Celtic landowning families in Aberdeenshire. The family took its name from their ancestral land in northeast Scotland called Forbesach. In contrast, the Gordons were French Norman in origin. After the Norman conquest in 1066, they first settled in southern Scotland and northern England. Gordon is first mentioned in the 12th and 13th century charters for land in Kelso, Gordon, Coldstream, and Berwickshire around the Scottish borders. These lands were granted by the Earl of Dunbar, also called the Earl of Lothian, who oversaw the lands in southeastern Scotland. Now, as with many of the border clans, the Gordons were originally loyal to the English kings. In fact, Sir Adam Gordon, fourth of that name, first appears on record as doing homage to King Edward I at Elgin in July of 1296. But by 1306, he held the castle of Inverkip in the English interest, located in Renfrewshire in the west central lowlands of Scotland. In 1310, the English king paid him recompense for his loss at the hands due to his opposition to Robert the Bruce. Gordon did not turn his back on England until the end of 1313. His newfound loyalty to the Scottish king was rewarded by a new charter of the lands in June of 1315, granted by the Earl of Moray and confirmed by Robert the Bruce, now Robert, King of the Scots. In 1320, Gordon was part of the embassy from Scotland that delivered the Declaration of Arbroath to Pope John IV. For this service, he received the grant of Strathbogie, the first land held by the Gordons in the north. And that was when he first became a neighbor of the ancient family of Forbes. The Gordons quickly ascended in power and influence in the north. Through most of the 15th century, the Forbeses were their allies and their comrades in arms. In 1444, Alexander Seton, son and heir of Alexander Seton, Lord Gordon, granted much land to Alexander, the first Lord Forbes. In exchange, Sir Alexander's son, James, the master of Forbes and later the second Lord Forbes, agreed to offer Lord Gordon military aid when requested. Now, that need for military assistance arose in 1446, when the Lindsays rebelled against the king. The Forbeses came to the Gordons' aid in the Battle of Arbroath. Unfortunately, the Lindsays defeated the Ogilvies, the Gordons, and the Forbeses in this conflict. You can learn more about this battle in the podcast on the Forbes feud with the Lindsays. In 1449, King James II raised Alexander Seton to the office of Lieutenant General of the Kingdom and to the peerage by styling him first Earl of Huntly and Lord Gordon. He later changed his surname to Gordon in about 1457, and that's when he married Elizabeth Gordon, daughter and heiress of Sir Adam Gordon. The Forbeses came to the aid of the Earl of Huntly again in 1452. Now, James, the second Lord Forbes, fought under Huntly at the Battle of Brecon, once again fighting a rebellion led by the Lindsays. As you can guess, this also is covered in the podcast on the Forbes feud with the Lindsays. Huntly greatly appreciated the steadfast loyalty of Lord Forbes and arranged for the marriage between his daughter Christian and Lord Forbes' son William. As part of the dowry, William, later the third Lord Forbes, received additional land from his new father-in-law. Now, the first political rift between the two families occurred in 1488. The unpopular King James III faced opposition from two powerful border families, the Holmes and the Hepburns. They raised a rebellion on behalf of the 15-year-old Prince James, Duke of Rothesay, the son of the king, and he was the future James IV. The Earl of Huntly joined their cause. However, Alexander, 4th Lord Forbes, remained loyal to King James, who appointed him his lieutenant in northern Scotland. Alexander joined with the king's army at the Battle of Sossiburn in 1488. King James III lost the battle and lost his life, and his son rose to the throne as James IV, and he ultimately pardoned Lord Forbes for his part in the battle. The Forbeses and Gordons first came to blows as an outgrowth of the Forbes feud with the Leslies. The daughter of Alexander Leslie, 1st Baron of Wartus, was Elizabeth Leslie. Her first husband was William Seton of Meldrum, the great-grandnephew of Alexander Seton, Lord Gordon, and the 1st Earl of Huntly. Their son was Alexander Seton of Meldrum. After her husband died, Elizabeth married John Collison, who was elected as a provost of Aberdeen in 1521. Now, on the last day of September in 1525, the Aberdeen Burgesses ratified a resolution that only residents of the city of Aberdeen should vote for the city officers, and that the bailey should prevent any person not eligible to vote from the Aberdeen tollbooth. However, Elizabeth Gordon's new husband, John Collison, was not happy with this. On October 2nd, Collison rallied his stepson, Alexander Seton of Meldrum, his brother-in-law, John Leslie of Wartus, and his cousin-in-law, William Leslie of Balkine, to attack the city of Aberdeen. They led about 80 men armed with spears into the city at night. As a result, about 80 inhabitants were either killed or wounded. Now, among the wounded was 12-year-old William Forbes, the son of John, the 6th Lord Forbes. The Lord Forbes retaliated against the Leslies by capturing and demolishing the clan seat at Balkine Castle. You can learn more about this by listening to the podcast on the Forbes feud with the Leslies. A few months later, another of Lord Forbes' son, 15-year-old John, sought revenge as well for his younger brother William. He enlisted the help of his cousin, 16-year-old John Strawn of Lenturk. With the help of other friends, they killed Alexander Seton of Meldrum, John Leslie, and Malcolm Leslie. Needless to say, his father, Lord Forbes, was not pleased. However, he did obtain a royal pardon for John by paying £500. Now, that's the equivalent of over £220,000 in today's currency. In 1536, the two cousins quarreled. John Strawn asked for some favor of John Forbes, but his cousin refused. Enraged, Strawn went to the Earl of Huntly, who was the chief of Clan Gordon, and claimed that John Forbes was conspiring to kill King James V. As a result, Lord Forbes and his son John were formally accused of treason against the king and were imprisoned in Edinburgh Castle. Now, Lord Forbes was eventually released, but John was found guilty of treason. On July 15th, 1537, John was beheaded and quartered in Edinburgh. Now, on the scaffold, John professed his innocence of treason against the crown, but he acknowledged that he deserved death for the slaughter of Seton 10 years before. Now, the Scottish lords were scandalized by the trial, which is called by contemporaries as one of the blackest forgeries that hell could plot. They appealed to the king, who pardoned John Forbes posthumously. The king also banished the Earl of Huntly and stripped him of the earldoms of Moray and Mar. As compensation, the king gave Lord Forbes some of these lands. The king also appointed John's brother William to his court, and he arranged for his marriage to Elizabeth Keith of Inveraergi with a charter of the Baron of Fiddes. Obviously, the Gordons were not pleased, and hostilities between the two families simmered. For his part, William, the 7th Lord Forbes, attempted to smooth over the rift between the two families. He attempted to overlook the fact that the Gordons caused the death of his brother John. In 1548, he asked the Earl of Huntly to agree to the marriage of one of his daughters to his son and heir named John, after his brother. Huntly agreed, and in 1558, his son John married Margaret Gordon of Huntly, in spite of the fact that she was a devout Catholic. The eldest son, William, was born on 1563, and the second son, John, was born in 1570. While the elder John insisted that these sons be raised as Protestants, he allowed Margaret to raise three daughters as Catholics. However, his two sons were greatly influenced by their mother and her Catholic brothers, William and James Gordon. The Forbes boys quarreled with their father, who blamed his wife Margaret for the rift. In fact, John accused her of adultery and divorced her in 1573. Now, needless to say, this did not sit well with his father-in-law, the Earl of Huntly, or his brothers-in-law, Williams and James. In 1580, John Forbes remarried, and his third son, Arthur, was born in 1581. Now, just as Lord Forbes's son was dealing with religious strife in his own household, so was the entire country struggling with controversy over religion. Here's what was happening. Queen Mary was 6 days old when her father, King James V, died, and she ascended to the throne in 1542. Her French mother, Mary of Guise, sent her to France for her upbringing. She eventually married the French king, Francis II. Now, when he died, Mary returned to Scotland in 1561 to find the country torn between Catholic and Protestant factions. The Catholic Earl of Huntly, then Lord Chancellor, was dismayed by Queen Mary's acceptance of Protestants in her Privy Council, and he led a rebellion against her in the Highlands. While the Forbeses held much of their estate from Huntly and had entered into agreements of mutual defense against a common foe, the Scottish government formally released them from these oaths. This allowed William, 7th Lord Forbes, to join Clan Fraser, Clan Munro, Clan Mackenzie, Clan McIntosh, Clan Mackay, Clan Murray, and Clan Cameron in opposing the Huntly Rebellion. For his part, Huntly recruited soldiers from his own Clan Gordon and from Clan Brodie. Now, the armies met at Corrichie near Aberdeen, Scotland, on October 28, 1562. The government forces were commanded by Queen Mary's half-brother, James Stuart, 1st Earl of Moray. Under him, William 7th Lord Forbes commanded the recruits from the local clans of Forbes, Leslie, Irvine, and Hayes. The government achieved a resounding victory in the Battle of Corrichie, with about 120 Gordons killed and another 100 captured. The Earl of Huntly and his two sons, Sir John Gordon of Findlater and 17-year-old Adam Gordon of Auchendown, were among those captured. Sir John was taken to Aberdeen and executed 3 days later. Huntley's younger son, Adam, was spared. However, this act of clemency led to more bloodshed between the Gordons and Forbeses, as you will hear. Huntley was already on a horse to be taken to Aberdeen when he suddenly died. Not to be deterred from a show trial, the government preserved his body and took it to Edinburgh for trial. As a reward for his loyalty, Lord Forbes received a charter in 1563 from Queen Mary, promising him Huntley's lands, since they would be held directly by the crown. As directed, George Gordon, 5th Earl of Huntly, the second son of George Gordon, 4th Earl of Huntly, gave several lands to John, Master of Forbes, who was later the 8th Lord Forbes. However, this meant that the Lords Forbes became a greater threat to the Gordons. Now, the political environment shifted greatly when many Scottish Protestant lords forced Mary, Queen of Scots, to abdicate in 1567, after her marriage to James Hepburn, 4th Earl of Bothwell. As Catholic, the Gordons supported the deposed queen, while Lord Forbes supported her half-brother, James Stuart, Earl of Moray, the regent for her infant son, James. Now, here's where it gets a bit sticky. James Stuart, the Earl of Moray, was assassinated in 1570. Matthew Stuart, 4th Earl of Lennox, became the regent for his grandson, King James VI. In September 1571, George Gordon, now the 4th Earl of Huntly, killed the new regent during a raid on Stirling Castle. In retaliation, on October 10th, 1571, Lord Forbes called a gathering of his clan at Tillyangus, near the clan seat of Dromener Castle. He wanted to discuss and organize some action against the Gordons. The Forbeses were led by Black Arthur Forbes of Puddicey. He was the stepbrother to William, 7th Lord Forbes. Arthur was a man of great courage and ready to undertake anything that would advance his family. However, the Earl of Huntly found out about this gathering and sent his son Adam Gordon with a horde of his men to ambush them. Having the advantage of surprise, the Gordons defeated the Forbeses. Now, Black Arthur defended the rear in retreat and kept the pursuers at bay. He briefly stooped for a drink at a brook, and one of the Gordons struck him through an open joint of his armor. In all, the Gordons killed about 36 Forbeses and took another 100 prisoners, including a younger son of Lord Forbes. After this victory, the Gordons marched on to Dromener Castle, which they burned and sacked. With the Forbes forces dispersed and the clan seat sacked, Adam Gordon sent Captain Thomas Kerr to another Forbes stronghold, Corgoff Castle, owned by John Forbes of Tuohy. With her husband away with the other Forbes men, his wife, Margaret Campbell Forbes, was in control of the castle. When she refused to surrender, Adam Gordon ordered Kerr to burn the castle with all its occupants. A popular Scottish ballad called Edom O'Gordon recounts the tragic events. Here are the last two stanzas performed by Luke McNally and Iona Fife.
Oh, pity on yon fair castle that was bigged wi' stane and lime, and wae for Lady Campbell hersel burnt to yet bairnies nine. Oh, 30 o' them were married wives, and 30 o' them were bairns, and 30 o' them were leal maidens that ne'er lay in young men's arms.
After the burning of Corgarve Castle, John, the eldest son of Lord Forbes, hastened to John Erskine, who was the Earl of Mar and at that time regent for the infant King James VI. The Earl gave him 5 companies of footmen and some horsemen to help fight the Gordons. He also sent out letters to neighboring lords encouraging them to join the Forbeses at Aberdeen. Huntly learned of the Forbeses' approach to Aberdeen and sent a company of musketeers to lie in ambush at the Crabstone, southwest of Aberdeen, on November 20th, 1571. Again, with the element of surprise on their side, the Gordon musketeers killed many of the Forbeses and captured John, Lord Forbes' eldest son. John was imprisoned in Strathbogie Castle, the clan seat of the Gordons. John was later moved to Spiney Castle. He was imprisoned by the Gordons for about 2 years. He was only freed because he promised a ransom of over £700. That's about £250,000 in today's currency. Once he was free, John appealed to the Scottish government and claimed that the obligation should be null and void. The Scottish Privy Council and the regent, the Earl of Mar, agreed. In addition, the Privy Council granted his father, Lord Forbes, a great swath of Gordon lands as recompense. That same year, Adam Gordon and George Gordon of Guyot were banished to France. However, the Forbes' desire for retaliation followed them. In 1574, 23-year-old Arthur, the fourth son of William VII Lord Forbes, traveled to Paris. He attempted to exact revenge for the death of his uncle at the Battle of Tillyangus and for the massacre of Coregarve Castle. Forbes and several accomplices lay in wait for George Gordon. He shot him as they passed, but only wounded him in the thigh. Forbes initially escaped, but the Gordons tracked him down and killed him. Retaliation for the Battle of Crabstain continued into 1579. Alexander Forbes of Strathgurnock had a daughter, Annie. Unknown to him, Annie was being courted by the son of Alexander Gordon of Knock. When the young Gordon came to ask for Annie's hand in marriage, Forbes murdered the young Gordon in a fit of fury. He then gathered a raiding party to march on Castle Knock. On his way, he saw the remaining seven sons of Alexander Gordon in a peat bog that was unfortunately on Forbes' lands. Forbes instructed the raiding party to kill them all. He then spiked their heads on their own spade shovels. When informed that eight of his sons had been murdered, Alexander Gordon collapsed and fell down a long stairway to his death. As a result of these murders, Alexander Forbes of Strathgurnock was executed and all his lands were forfeited to Gordon of Abergeldy. After all that bloodshed, the families continued their feud in the courts of law and in Parliament. In 1576, Adam Gordon started legal proceedings to evict the Forbeses from their lands of Keeg and Monymusk. Lord Forbes retaliated with his own legal complaints. Finally, the Scottish Parliament interceded in 1578 and passed a law to decide the case between the Gordons and the Forbes. Parliament ruled against George Gordon, Earl of Huntly, Adam Gordon, and Patrick Gordon in Moyness and others. However, the Gordons continued their legal actions. So Lord Forbes lobbied Parliament for another act. In October 1579, Parliament ruled that Lord Forbes sustained great depredations, harm, and violent injuries from the Gordons. But no action was taken. In November 1581, Parliament passed another act concerning the causes of the feud between the Gordons and Forbeses. This act noted that the previous act discharged the Lords of Council in session to proceed in the cause of removing the said Lord and Master and their friends from the lands and barony of Keeg and Monymusk, which really meant nothing. Finally, later that month, the Parliament passed another compromise between the Gordons and Forbeses. This act established a commission that would determine the consequences of all the actions since September 1571. The council was directed to reach a judgment and sentence by February 10th, 1582. As a result of Parliament's intervention, William VII Lord Forbes was able to maintain his estates in Keeg and Monymusk. Lord Forbes died in 1594, and his eldest son John became the eighth Lord Forbes. In that same year, John, now Lord Forbes, was appointed as one of the 19 members of the King's Privy Council. Conspicuously absent from that list was any member of the House of Gordon. Having won in the courts and through their own acts of Parliament, the House of Forbes attempted to heal the rift with the Gordons through marriage. Mary Forbes, daughter of Alexander Forbes, the first Lord Fitzligo, married Sir John Gordon of Haddo in 1630. Their children included Sir John Gordon, 2nd Baronet of Haddo, and George Gordon, 1st Earl of Aberdeen. In about 1675, Margaret Forbes, daughter of William 11th Lord Forbes, married Sir Robert Gordon, 2nd Baronet of Gordonston. She died in 1677 during the birth of their only child. In 1741, James 15th Lord Forbes married as a second wife Elizabeth, daughter of Sir James Gordon of Park. Then, in the ultimate reconciliation, a Forbes created the family surname of Forbes Gordon. Arthur Forbes was a grandson of Arthur 4th Baronet of Craigievar, and he inherited the Raine estate from his cousin John Gordon of Raine. In 1857, he legally changed his name to Arthur Forbes Gordon. He and his wife had four children, Charlotte Susan Forbes Gordon, Arthur Newton Forbes Gordon, Captain William Balfour Forbes, and John Witham Forbes Gordon. Today, the Gordons and the Forbeses share a more good-natured rivalry. In fact, one of the bedrooms of Castle Forbes is named the Gordon Room. And that is the story of the Forbes feud with the Gordons. You can learn more by visiting the Clan Forbes Society website, Facebook page, Instagram account, or YouTube channel. Just search for Clan Forbes Society. Grace me guide.